gotta say, you guys sound really good.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always nice to hear some new people.
Definitely.
And especially around a college campus, it's always good to have fans.
Yeah. Enjoyed coming down to the studio last time.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I heard you enjoyed yourselves, the ladies around the campus.
Well, I like to eat a lot, so I definitely hit up the cafeteria and place is hopping. You guys have some bomb burgers.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. I'll let the calf lady know.
Definitely. You gotta hook up some all-you-can-eat buffets again sometime.
Nice, nice. Well, are you guys going to be playing anywhere soon?
Yeah, actually, we just popped on a show with Therefore I Am and Land and Fall, and it's the 31st of May. It's going to be in Framingham, the Framingham Civic League.
Okay.
So that's...
Everyone should go.
Definitely. And who else is on the phone with us?
Brian.
All right. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Chew it up here.
Jay, you recently joined the band, yes?
Yeah.
All right. It's the five of you.
Mm-hmm.
You do the vocals?
Yeah, well, I play, like, keyboards, and I sing some stuff.
I think some stuff. Okay. That sounds good. And, Brian, you do the bass guitar, right?
Boom, 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 bass.
Boom, boom, boom. And most of you guys are out of New Bedford or Worcester? Which one is it?
Well, basically, the band started off in New Bedford. It was kind of like the ground, I guess, where it was hatched. And then half of us live in Worcester. Some of us live in Providence, Rhode Island now.
Oh, okay.
Let's meet up and do our thing. And then time off, we go back and hang out with the ones we love and care about.
Oh, that's so sweet. And some of you guys were members of a band called Heaven and Breakfast before, is that right?
Yep, actually, that'd be Chris and Jesse.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's nice to know you guys have moved on to another one, the Casual Lean. That's always a good band. I really enjoyed it, actually.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's nice to know. And you guys had one CD that came out in 2003, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm pretty sure it was around that time.
And it was called The Casual Lean, right?
Yeah, oh, the EP? Yep, it was, I think, about eight or six tracks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's also available. It's on our iTunes.
Right, and I saw it on your MySpace. That's how I got to know that.
Yeah.
And then you guys just came out recently with the new CD, Swears?
Yep. Yeah, it's out. Orange Peel Records signed us a little less than a year ago now, and yeah, it's in stores. It's good.
Yeah, definitely. I really like the song The Deer.
Oh, nice.
I know, it's totally like up the girls type of thing, yeah. You know.
It's the more mellow one.
Totally.
We haven't been singing pretty much live because we try to keep our live show more energetic, but every once in a while we bust it out.
Yeah, and I'm sure the ladies are like, yay! And then what's The Bride of Kirkenstein?
Yeah. Yep.
What? How do you say that? Am I saying it right?
Yeah, Bride of Kirkenstein, definitely.
And where'd you get that name?
It's actually, the song is a little bit about the Danvers State mental institution that got burned down or taken down.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people think it's about a girl, but it's actually about a mental institution.
You're like, same thing, right?
Yeah, same thing. We're all mental.
We're all crazy. It's okay. We know that already. And then you have another song, The Blackout, I know is pretty, that's pretty upbeat.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those anthem-y songs. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Like, kind of gang vocals, you know, we are the medicine. Right up in your arm, baby. You know, how do we promote drug use or anything?
I definitely like all those songs are good. And you have, are you going to be putting any more songs on MySpace anytime soon so people can hear more?
We could probably switch it up. I think it's about time maybe we could do that. What would you guys like to hear on there?
Well, actually, we don't have the CD here at LaSalle yet. We're hoping to get the either... Somebody can get something from you guys for free. Maybe you want to send it our way.
hint, right?
Yeah, I'm like, free CD.
We actually, I think the whole album is still available for stream if you want to like check it out or anybody wants to check it out, hearvolume.com. And then we'll probably, you know, change some songs up on the MySpace, see if we can't send you guys out. Something.
Yeah, definitely, because we want to get you more out there. I mean, your music is worth it, so...
Definitely.
So you guys had mentioned that you're going to be playing soon in Framingham, and do you guys have anything ready for the rest of the summer?
Yeah, actually, we're pretty excited. We've been asked to play on Warped Tour dates. So we're playing, I believe, 2 dates in New Jersey, 2 dates in New York, and the Massachusetts date. So
that's awesome. That's a pretty big deal right there.
8th or something, you know, somewhere around that time. But yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, we'll be posting those pretty soon on our MySpace.
Do that, because we'd all be interested in knowing when to see you.
Definitely.
And the Warped Tour is pretty big, so, you know.
Yeah.
Got to give yourselves credit for that. And I was also looking on MySpace, and I saw this thing about the Paupers, Peasants, Princes, and Kings, the songs of Bob Dylan. Is that something you guys covered some songs, or?
Yep, we actually did a song. It's actually the last track on the CD. We did Sarah.
Okay.
And, definitely got good response. It was about 2.5 years ago we did that. We were talking in negotiations with Doghouse Records.
Okay.
And they were putting out a Bob Dylan comp, and we were like, you guys on it. So threw him a song, and so far it's gotten some really good response.
That is great. Bob Dylan's a classic, so it's always nice to be able to cover some of his songs. So can't go wrong with that, right?
Definitely.
And so are you guys recording anytime soon, do you think, again? Or is it too soon to be thinking that?
Yeah, basically how, like, where our album just came out, our full-length album just came out in July, we're just kind of, like, casually working on some demos and stuff for the new record, but we don't have any, like, set plans for, like, you know, recording and releasing it. We're just trying to promote Swears as much as we can, trying to get that buzz going.
Absolutely. We'll try to help you out with that one. And where do you do your recordings, actually? Do you do them around, like, local area, or do you...
Like, you mean, like, our demos or, like, the actual full length?
The actual full length.
We did that with Kurt Ballou, who's the guitarist of Converge. We did that in God City Recording Studios in Salem. There's a lot of bands. He did, like, Converge, Coliseum, even, you know, that whole kind of, like, I don't know, he... And I think he just kind of took the Casualina on as a project because he wanted to, you know, broaden his thing and show everybody, you know, hey, I can, you know, not just record metal bands and harder bands. I could.
Well, I think he did a good job choosing a band, so.
Yeah, he definitely, I think, you know, Swears came out really amazing, and, you know, there's not any problems with it or anything. We got a good product.
Yeah, well, obviously. And, so I guess you're going to be switching up the songs for people on MySpace so they can demo some of those other songs. And are you guys starting to write?
Yeah, we like I said, we have like a couple like demos and stuff. We, you know, you're never really sure like what's going to end up on like the next record until it's actually time to like, you know, cut it.
Right.
You know, we have some demos, some songs that we like, some songs that we're like, yeah, you know, we'll kind of mess around with, back together kind of thing. It's a long process, but...
So do you guys do other things on the side, or are you just pure band members?
Oh, yeah. Well, me...
Are you living the life of the band member full out, you know?
Well, I mean, everybody, I think, usually has their one thing that they do on the side to kind of keep them sane. Whether it's, like, another side project band, or, like, maybe they have, like, a business or whatever.
Right.
I'm not sure... about the other guys in the band, but I know me and Brian have started kind of like a side project, kind of like a dancey, like electronica kind of like poppier like project.
So, at first I thought you said dance team. I'm like, well, that's exciting.
Yeah, kind of like dance. We might incorporate that. I mean, everybody's rhythmic, right?
You're like Dance Dance Revolution.
Definitely. Which I could probably take anybody on, by the way.
Really? Oh, I think we've got some Bring It On right here.
He's only gangly, but he can dance.
Arcane. Those limbs might be going all over the place, but we still got a dancer. Well, that's good to hear. Anybody that has anything interesting they do on the side that we should all know about? Maybe something funny that nobody should really be telling, but maybe we should just know?
Well, we just got done playing some acoustic music with our friend Asia down in the park. And
you like to do the park music thing?
Well, we totally just hippied it up, actually, about an hour ago.
Nice! That's what I like to hear. That's what college students like to hear. I mean, you know, that's what we...
Minus the bass and drums, because none of us had them. But I'd play a little beat on one of the acoustics and jam out some stuff.
And actually, Jay and I have taken on the awesome art of tattoos, which we're actually hanging out at a tattoo shop right now. We're at the Pearson Emporium in Shrewsbury Street in Worcester, Mass.
Are you planning on getting anything?
Everybody should come down. Guys here are actually really nice. We've been hanging out with them for a good chunk of the day.
Good.
they do really good work. So,
well, hey, that's always a nice place to go if you're looking for anything to do, I guess.
Piercing,
tattoo. So, do you guys have a lot of piercings and tattoos then?
Not really.
Actually, like Jay and I are the only ones in the band that have tattoos.
Oh, well, then that's the reason why you guys are hanging out there.
Plugs going on.
Chris has his tongue pierced, too, I think.
Yeah, sexy.
I've seen him spitting that out, sure.
Rare, all you ladies. I really want everyone to go out there and check out your new CD, Swears. It's available on, is it on Amazon.com? I'm pretty sure it is, right?
Yeah, it's in Best Buy stores. It's on BestBuy.com, iTunes, Amazon.com, MTV.com.
You guys don't mess around, obviously.
FYE, Newberry Comics.
Wow, all right. Well, then anybody can check it out, and then hopefully we'll be getting a CD from you guys soon.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you should just email your the address to us.
All right, great. I'll have maybe Eric do that, since he seems to know you guys pretty well.
Definitely sounds good.
And hopefully you guys will be... Did you guys play last, when we had the concert last?
No, we didn't. There's something, like, got mixed up with that. Like, they thought we didn't want to do it, and then we said we'd do it, and blah, blah, blah. But they... I guess the next one that you guys are doing, we're already signed up for.
All right.
If we wanted to do it or not.
If you're not too big for us, then, you know.
No, we would definitely
do it. We always remember.
Like Newton, we were down with Newton College.
LaSalle College?
LaSalle College,
yeah. If there was a Newton College. But hey, we'll be Newton College for the day. That's fine. Thank you guys so much for calling in. It was really nice to talk to you. And I'm definitely going to start putting you out there for everyone to hear, because it's definitely worth it. I was so excited to have Eric introduce me, because I was looking for a band to interview, and then
if you ever need some people, you can always hit us up.
Looking for a good time. All right.
You're looking for a good time and some ha-has.
All right, well, thank you guys so much, and I think if you guys want to add anything else.
That should do it. Remember, we are the deer.
So... check us out on myspace.com/thecasualine, the show on the 31st, Therefore I Am, Landonfall, The Casual Lean, Framingham Civic League, and we'll see you at Warped Tour.
Yes, sir.
The albums so that we can afford to make it to Warped Tour.
Yeah, and hopefully everyone out there can go out and buy it and help you guys out as well, and also get some good music in return. So it's
And one more thing.
Yes?
Also, I just remembered, we opened an online merch store, so if anybody can't make it to a show, like to pick up a T-shirt or a hoodie, we have these really awesome hoodies, American Apparel, really, really soft.
You have the print-ups on MySpace, right?
Yep. And we'll ship it right out to you.
Well, they're sick, so anybody should go check them out, definitely.
Definitely.
So, all right, well, thank you guys so much, and keep in touch, I guess. Give a call anytime.
Definitely.
Thank you, Jay and Brian, and everyone there at the tattoo shop.
Definitely.
Get a piercing for me.
I will look into that for you.
All right, sounds good.
Eyeball pierced.
I don't want you doing anything crazy. I don't want you losing your eyesight there, okay?
We'll behave.
Okay, well, thanks, guys, and have a good one.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.